morning. I went to see a movie last night with my wife, The Favorite. I don't know if many of you have seen it. And I parked our car just outside the theater. And it has a bumper sticker on it, Peacemonger. And when I came out, there was a quickly scribbled message on a piece of white paper under the wiper. And it says, "I'm a peacemonger too." And it gave me contact information to get a hold of them. And you know, it's a mystery to me what will bring out the humanity in others, right? And this service is all about mystery. I have some ruminations on mystery to share with you. This first one is prose, and it'll be followed by, and it sort of tries to define the poem that you're about to hear. I wrote this in December of 1978. The question of life are questions of life are diminished by living. The experience of love ends the desire to define it. The realities of life are all deeply felt. How often does a person question the existence of pain or the mystery of personality, the stuff of our humanity? I am steeped in mystery, the mystery of my existence, the mystery of its purpose, if any, the mystery of others' past, of others' present, of others' to come, the mystery of my emotions. Who formed them? Why am I fearful of dark and unknown things? Why should death be anticipated with dread? Why do I enjoy the things I do? Why do I sometimes feel as if I am less than what is needed in certain circumstances? I have lived and loved and hated and raised my arms in prayer, and still the mystery abounds. So I wrote the poem in June of 1969. Let's see if I can help you with the epic that this is coming out of. I'm in college. I have a 2S deferment, and I have a draft number of 76, which is pretty much a guarantee of a one-way trip to Vietnam. Several of my friends are already dead. And Paul Simon's Silent Night is playing on his recording with the 6 o'clock news in the background, which ends with, "and the likelihood of 4 more years of war." Death is the Messiah. Footsteps echo through this vaulted shell of mind, but no thought comes, no dream appears. No vision steps from out the dark shadows of celestial pillars. No voice or trumpet heralds the arrival of royal or divine. No image of peace resounds, nor clarion call of battle. Only footsteps approach, but never come. Medium-sized footsteps in an oversized cathedral mind, echoing through mystic vaulted space, echoing deep in musty, incensed time. There, where the trinity of tense worships itself into eternity. It echoes the vast hall of the forgotten, bland dead. Memories stir and fade in dusty, slanting shafts of light. Candles for the dying flicker and go out in darkness. Still nothing comes, no cause to suffer, no solace for sinful pain, no gentle touch, no compassionate gaze, only footsteps of one who walks heavy on dawn-filled fields. Silence, sower, come to harvest both horror and happiness. A blazing smile of sun-tempered scythe sweeps up, sweeps down its gathered death as the field birds take to the sky. Join us today as we explore the mystery of religions of the classical era, and perhaps the mystery of religion itself.